from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The game.
All right. Did you know it's tick season? Lyme disease is transmitted through the bite of infected ticks. Visit ATCO Pest Control's website today to learn more and take control. At ATCOPestControl.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. It's the crossover, and they are at Chase Center. Gentlemen.
Paul George, what you gonna do?
Uh-oh.
What you gonna do when he wants
to
42?
Join you?
Oh, no, that's not bad.
We didn't necessarily kick that one all the way out.
Paul George, we love the effort. What you gonna do?
I got to tell both of you, John Sally was in all four of the Bad Boy movies.
Not just this one.
Yeah.
John Sally.
John Sally is dominating the crossover this whole week.
Friend of the program, right?
Very decidedly not a friend of the program.
Man.
We're going to win him back. We're going to try to win him back. The wheels are in motion.
I love it.
We're going to win John Sally back.
We think he might have thought we were having him on to talk about the movie.
By the way, have you guys had any experiences in radio that are in any way overlapping to that?
That's my first, Willard, for
me. The show right when I was doing radio in San Diego years ago, and the show right before us, and I'm going to apologize. I'm going to forget the guy. It might have even been Mark Stein. Somebody like that, though. Big time basketball reporter. And somehow the whole thing, similar to with you guys, it all just got lost in translation. And instead of just being like, hey, Mark Stein joins us, how you doing? It was one of the buildup, like the question was involved in the intro and a huge buildup to everything going on in the NFL. And here's what's going on, NFL free agency. We got a lot of questions, throws the first question at Mark and he's like, I cover basketball.
Oh boy.
And that was the end of that. I have seen that before. Yesterday for you guys conjured up memories of that for me.
Actually, now that you mentioned that, I do have one that I remember, and Goo may or may not have been a part of it. We were, believe it or not, calling people. We were talking about the Oakland A's. And we got Terry Steinbach, the old catcher. And, hey, welcome. Let's introduce Terry Steinbach, former Oakland A. He's now managing the AA team in Minnesota. I got fired from that job.
Oh, man.
He got fired. The producer didn't know.
Oh, that is want to get away.
Yeah, that's tough.
I didn't know either.
What was he doing when you had him on? Was he just out of work, Terry Steinbach?
We still interviewed him about the A's because he said he watched the A's all the time. But
okay.
I just kind of said, no, he's not working in the AA Minnesota.
This is Terry. He watches A's games.
Right.
Terry, welcome to the show.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's brutal.
Hey, this is how I want to start out because I don't, rather than say, oh, I'd love for him to do it or I'd hate for him to do it or this is dumb or this is great. What if I just said this? Are you telling me, guys, that the Warriors are going to acquire Paul George and then give him a 4-year contract for over $200 million? Do you think they're really going to do that?
Maybe. Why not?
Yeah.
I guess would be my first response to you, and I'm not saying that there isn't an answer to that question, but why not?
Tell him, Steiny. I didn't heard it for 4 hours. Why not?
I think that's an because I think he'll probably come along and you'll have to give up some draft picks. You know how I feel about that after Steph's gone. He's played 36, he's missed 36% of his games the last 5 years. I just think, you're flirting with disaster. That's what I think.
Does Brian Windhorst's comments, and you tell me because I've been in the weeds most of the day, Windhorst's comments say that they would give him the max for all 4 years?
That's what Windhorst said. He said teams.
All 4 years?
Yeah. Yeah. You're all right.
That would surprise me.
It's 30 seconds. Take a listen, guys.
Okay. Paul George, frankly, wants 4 years. He wants a full-out max. And there are a number of teams out there, I am told, that are prepared to give it to him, who are prepared to trade for him. One of those teams, potentially, is up the coast in Golden State. Golden State is big fish hunting. Remember, last trade deadline, they put a call in about LeBron James. They are sniffing around big deals. If Paul George is willing to leave, they would like to be an option for him. But any of these places that Paul would need to go via trade would have to get worked out with the Clippers and would have to get worked out by Saturday. The Clippers, I think, are in a position where they kind of want to call Paul's bluff that he would actually want to leave his hometown of L.A. So that's one of the most interesting things to watch in terms of stare downs between now and this weekend.
There it is.
Dibs, there is no big fish hunting. It's big game hunting. And when you're fishing, you're fishing wheel for the big fish.
Yeah, but you do
not
want big fish. When you, I never know why this is the case, but when you're fishing and you're competing, you win if your fish is bigger. I'm always just excited if there's a fish.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but you're fishing, Willard, you're not hunting. Yeah.
I don't know.
What about, Dibs, you'll love this one. What about when you're actually shooting fish in a barrel?
Yeah.
That is usually, big game fishing.
Well, those fish are usually smaller because the barrel would confine the size of the fish. But Guru is slightly wrong because if you go like deep sea fishing, you're not looking for little like sardines, and you're not looking for some tiny little trout or some carp. You're going looking for marlin. So
there is
big game fishing, but it depends on where you're going. And right now the Warriors are not near the bank. They're not near the little stream or the river. They're out there in the middle of the ocean trying to catch them a marlin or a tiger shark.
And Dibs, I hear you. Willard, I hear you, but I'll hang my hat on this. The Warriors know the dynasty is coming to an end. What year, I don't know, but it's 2 or 3 years. I love that they're doing this if they decide to bring a big fish in here. And just like you said, Willard, why not? I think these guys have deserved it. I'd rather that happen and it not work than what we just experienced last year where we just watched Steph and the team not make the playoffs.
Hold on.
Willard and Dibs are calling a team timeout.
This is not
a 20. This is a full timeout.
This is unheard of.
I have never in my life seen the under get paid more money than it just got paid.
What happened?
Steiny, put your palms back down to the ground. We can see you.
Yeah.
And we like literally in this room because we're not there. And the great Tim Jordan, who set all this up for us, actually asked us before the show started, what's the over-under on Steiny picking up his briefcase to start packing it up so that he can get out of here?
Yeah.
I said, we're not there, it's going to be a little earlier than normal. We set it at 2:09.
Oh, geez.
It just hit at 1:54. Your shift's not even up yet.
Whoa.
Dude, chill. Put the bag down.
Bag alert.
And have a talk with us.
Major bag alert.
Put the bag.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Down.
One bag.
Hey, Tim
outside.
Jordan.
Yeah.
You're on my list.
Timmy. Wow. I know there's a tea time, but put the bag down.
Yeah. The bag is down right now.
Yeah.
It's loaded.
Oh, yeah. It is now.
It's Randy's in bed.
It's for Stani right
now. It's loaded for bear, wow. Which means
that was offensive. That was an offensive result.
You want my
I thought there was breaking news. I said they traded.
What the hell are we talking about?
No, it was more like breaking bag. Shout out to Walter White.
That's a two deal.
Yeah. It's only a two because you guys are tired of my material. Grandy probably gave it a one because he's a hater. So there you have it.
Anyway.
Down on the dimmer.
What are you talking about? You're talking about Paul George?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? I think you owe this regime that. Go get a ready-made guy and take a crack at it and go from there.
If I go off of the premise that we built yesterday, I would believe that the Warriors would do this, mm-hmm. even though it takes Paul George to his 39th birthday, because I think we overrate, overvalue, over-discuss the quote-unquote future.
Yep.
It's never that you should just ignore the future. A good business would never ignore the future. But if we think we've got any idea what the hell's happening in 2027 and beyond, you know, the exercise we sort of tried to throw out there yesterday is think back to 2 years ago, right around almost today. 2 years ago today, Market Street was still being cleaned after a parade. Think of what has happened since then. 2 years in the NBA is a tremendously long time. So to sit here today and think you know what Kuminga will be, to think you know what Steph's going to do, to think you even know who the Warriors coach is going to be, I think the Warriors, it feels to me, are much more interested in right now, and they're willing to take some chances with regard to having some bad money 3 years from now, because that gives you 3 years to A, play basketball, but B, figure out a way out of some of that bad money. Mm. Pretty much every NBA team's got some bad money.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I like that.
Yeah. If you want to do that, it may come at a price.
Yeah. You want to do something, though, don't you? I tell you what I'm worried about today. I'm really worried. The more I think about Klay Thompson and watching him play basketball over the last year, he looked so mad. And Steiny, I was just listening to what you were saying about, like, you don't believe that there's actually not a market.
You may
be totally right about that. And so maybe Clay's still going to get $25 million a year. I have no idea. But whether it's with the Warriors or anywhere else, if after being offered 2-48, Clay being who he is, what we know, all of those things, if this guy is suddenly forced to play for $10 or $12 million a year, I don't feel like he's going to handle that well. And when you say, do you want Clay back? I'm like, yeah, I want the other Clay back. Yeah. I want the old Clay back. And I don't mean the basketball player. I mean just the brain, the emotional, happy Clay. If you are offering me last year's angry Clay, nope. I don't even want to pay a dollar for that.
Will, I don't think you get that unless he goes to a new stop. And that pains me to say it, but you are right. We've been watching what we deem head games, his social media posts with one of my favorite rap artists of all time, Tupac, before the season started, Me Against the World. He let us in his world. And that's why I think, you know, if he goes somewhere else, that anger might subside and go away. It's just here. What he helped build, now you want him to take a lesser role, Dibs. I don't know if that... if that's what he's looking for, man.
It depends on, you know, if we get to the end of free agency and that's all he has. So if he doesn't have anything better than what he's looking at, then maybe he wants to come back to Golden State and get that same sort of a deal. I do think that it's dependent on how things go over the course of, free agency in general. And if he gets to a spot where, you know, there's not that three-year deal out there, there's not a two-year deal worth the kind of money that he wants to get, maybe he's resigned to the reality that, hey, this is pretty good. Mm. Especially if they have Paul George who comes in, and I'm not saying they will, but if it's Steph and Draymond and Paul George and Wiggins is still here and all the rest of it, then maybe Clay's like, okay, I could be a sixth man for that team.
Yeah, I wonder, and I'm just going to take Shams reporting as fact. If Clay did turn down 2 for $48 last year at this time, it's going to be tough for him to take 2 for $30 this year with the Warriors. Don't you think?
Yes, but if there's not 2 for $30 anywhere else, though, right? If like 2 for $30 is the best he can do anywhere,
right?
Wouldn't you be better off taking 2 for $30 here?
I wonder. Like, that's how mad is he if he is, if he's
true,
upset? You know, like the one thing I remember is, so it's kind of, if, let's say he only gets the he gets the mid-level exception. Like, remember, we remember these kind of things, but Latrell Sprewell turned down 3 for $21 million, and that was his famous, I got a family to feed.
Right.
He didn't get, that was it. He was done. Like, he did not get another contract. Now, Clay's going to play next year. There's no doubt about it, but, it would stink if we... Well, he turned down 2 for $48, and now he's playing for 8.
Yep.
I mean, I'd hate to see that.
Well, that's when you get disgruntled, you know, when you had 2 for $48 and you said no, and then 2 for $30 never happens,
oh my
and
gosh.
Now you're getting 2 for $12 or whatever.
Yeah. Or if he signs some sort of, like we see in baseball, where there's some sort of prove it deal. Like, if he does just play, you bring up the mid level. Now we've got Clay not just playing for a lot less, but again trying to prove something to the world again, which is what I feel like he was trying to do last year,
right?
And I didn't like it. You know, to see him come to exit interviews and looking at everybody like, did you see I played 77 games? Hello, can we stop asking all these other relevant questions? I played 77 games. It's like, my God, dude, I get it. We get it. He's been through hell. We're impressed by it, but it's just not relevant to the standings and what people want to watch with Warrior basketball anymore. So if he's out there angry and trying to prove something, I think that's something the Warriors should avoid.
Right. I kind of agree with that. And that may be why Mark, he needs a new change of scenery.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. We're not the first ones to suggest that, you know, those who have watched this and know the back and forth that's gone on between him and the team. I heard Anthony Slater say it again this morning on the roast, where it was just like, look, it might be for the best. I don't know, but it might be for the best, because navigating this in a way that makes Clay happy and the Warriors feel like they're trying to get better and they're getting something bang for their buck and all that. If that feels pretty hard right now.
No doubt about it. Hey, let me throw a curveball at you, because guess who's going to be throwing a curveball for the Giants tonight? I'll say this about my sport, baseball. There's nothing better than a debut when you call up a prospect. Hayden Birdsong, tell me what I need to know, guys. Stoddy's excited.
Hayden Birdsong's been a Double-A Richmond. He has been pitching to an ERA of just over 2. Not a ton of starts yet, obviously. They're just halfway through the year. But he jumped Carson Wisenhunt, so he must be doing something. He must be doing something right. Number 6 prospect in the organization, and the Giants will take anybody who can throw a baseball right now.
Wow.
So why not?
There you go.
And the only other thing to know, I'm hearing he's not here for just tonight.
Oh,
He's got a little bit of leash because
you don't want to bring up a guy like this, a prospect, a rookie, and give him just 1 start. So he's going to get 2, if not 3. And you know what? This is one of those things where Farhan will probably not get credit if he comes up and does well, because it's born out of desperation.
Wow.
The only reason why he's up now is because you have no starter. And yeah, he's pitching well, but if you had Snell, who was doing well, and if Cobb wouldn't have had all those setbacks, and if Robbie Ray wasn't still TJ-ified, and if Keaton Wynn would have been better than what he was, you still wouldn't see Birdsong up right now. So that's kind of the lose-lose for Farhan, is that he won't get credit even if he does well.
And I'll say this, Steiny, because I'm in on it. I read that piece by Baggerly on Snell. It's just been awful. Stating the obvious, but I mean, you'd think, okay, time's going by, it's getting better, he'll be healthy. It seems like it's going the other way, and then you got to get the ball and do something with it, but you got to be healthy to do that. I hope he gets fixed sooner than later, but this could be a just disaster if it's not already.
And I'm afraid Snell, like Paul George, could end up being Snell.
Wow.
What does that mean?
It means...
What is that?
Just what if he gets hurt? What if he gets hurt? What if he's over the hill? Okay, what if he doesn't like it?
That's a classic bag on the shoulder walk-off take.
But what if
I didn't like your guys' response after my Snell take? I'm out.
It was crickets.
Exactly.
They were crickets.
This is good.
I was confirming that Hayden Birdsong, Farhan would get some credit because he's a Farhan pick.
Yeah.
He was drafted by Farhan.
Right.
But the only reason why he is up right now is because you are desperate. You have no other choice.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, sometimes that's why guys are up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely right, Guru. They were out of things to say, and they're only talking for one reason, to keep us here.
No,
and that's why you're a big-time
distraction.
You've got to be the most disingenuous human being I've ever met in my entire life.
I mean,
I don't care if you leave. Just say you have a tea time and then leave.
No.
Don't project it on someone else. We're not even in the same building.
Exactly.
We're distracted by a thousand things. People are playing Papa Shot next to our face, and you're going to blame it on us because you want to go golf.
Now he's going to filibuster.
Go.
95
go golf.
Tea time's at 3:10.
Don't forget sunscreen.
You're real tough when Willard's not in the building. You're a tough guy when he's 6 miles away.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Wait till you're here tomorrow. We're going to crush you.
Exactly.
On 95.7.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.